And calls from both sides for a truce to continue for longer. Israel's previously said it will stop operations for a day for every 10 hostages released. Elon Levy's from the Israeli Defense Force.
We want to receive another additional 50 hostages beyond tonight on our way to bringing everyone home. And as soon as that framework expires, Israel will continue with full force towards those three objectives: eliminating Hamas, making sure the Gaza Strip can never be a security threat to Israel, and releasing all the hostages.
Meanwhile, a doctor who's worked at hospitals in Gaza says fragmentary missiles were used to attack the region. Dr. Ghassan Abu Sitter believes as many as 45% of patients at the Al-Shifa hospital were children.
By day four, day five, half of my operating list, which was around 10 to 12 cases every day, were children. My estimate is that there are now between 700 and 900 children with amputations of limbs.
The Prime Minister says he hopes a global investment summit at Hampton Court will encourage more firms to trade with Britain. He's announced a multi-billion pound plan to create thousands of jobs across the UK. Police in Scotland are continuing to search for a 55-year-old rape suspect who vanished a year and a half ago. James Clacker was reported missing after being seen in North Lanarkshire in 2022. Upskirting and cyber flashing are being made criminal offences in Northern Ireland from today. Anyone taking or sending a sexual image of someone without their consent could be jailed for up to 2 years. And Taylor Swift has invited the family of a fan who died before one of her concerts to her Eras tour in Sao Paulo. Ana Machado suffered a cardiac arrest ahead of a show in Rio de Janeiro earlier this month. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Kat.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's look at the weather. 9 degrees, heavy rain and a gentle breeze for today. Very overcast, so not much of a... of a bright day. But tomorrow, Tuesday, will be 6 degrees, so feeling a lot colder, but you will have some sunshine throughout the day and it should remain dry. And then for the rest of the week, quite unsettled on Thursday and Friday, a bit more sunshine on Wednesday, and then it'll be sunny on Saturday, but again 4 degrees, temperatures are going down into the single figures now, and I think there might have been some talk of possible snow appearing at some stage, but I can't see it on our, you know, I hope not, I hate snow.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Actually, I'm saying I hate snow. Okay, I don't hate snow. I just don't like it when snow is in, when it's impacted and then you've got to walk on it, because I've fallen over a couple of times on snow, and it's not solid, you know. I don't like that. Well, it is solid snow when it's impacted and then you hurt yourself. Fresh snow is lovely to walk in. It's like making a crunchy noise. I quite like that. And it's beautiful to look at. Once when I was driving in, this is probably about 8 years ago, I went... I travelled down the lanes to get in to Phoenix FM. And it was really bad. And it was so bad that you couldn't get down the hill. Around Worley somewhere, it was sheet ice, so I thought the cars were spinning off and they were saying, just turn round, don't try and come down here. So I went into an old people's home to turn round, and then it just went down like a massive hill, and it was like a car park that went really down a big slope, and then I got stuck and they had to come out and push me. Not the old people in the home. I wasn't like sitting in the car all warm, but they had to come and help me to get me up the hill. Oh, it was awful. I didn't get into work that day because there was just no way. I'm not keen, really. And also, you've got the thing, if you break down, and that's why you should always have a blanket in the car. I was saying to somebody the other day, put your coat on before you get in the car, because otherwise, you know, it could break down. And they're like, oh no, I'll be all right. I said, no. You mustn't do that. You're meant to take a blanket and a warm jacket, hot drink. Make sure you've got good shoes on. That's why you should never nip to the, never nip out in your pyjamas or something. Because if your car breaks down, you've had it. I've actually got my scarf with me today. That's how cold it was. Do you know what? On Friday, I have to say, when I went up to London, I looked really nice. You know, today I look awful. I mean, most of the days I come into the studio because I'm on air and I don't have like a TV camera or anything. I look shocking. I mean, I look like I've been dug up. But on Friday, once I'd done all my hair and makeup, and it took quite a while of plastering work, I thought to myself, actually, I thought, yeah, you've still got it. I wasn't going to be that, no. It was more like, yeah, you've wrapped yourself up like you're a perfect kind of gift. You know, except any moment the strings and bow could fall off, and then there's just left with a shambolic present. But that's what I felt like on Friday. I felt very comfortable as well. I wore my flared jeans, which I didn't think were going to fit me, but they did up, so I was really pleased. And I kind of looked kind of funky in a way. Yeah. Took a while, though. I mean, it took ages for me to do my hair. My hair is as dry as a bone. It's literally just like, it's like a broom, my hair. I don't know what to do about it. But by the time I put makeup on, I felt good. And it's good to make, you know, you have to make the best of yourself. That's what my mum always said. You know, not everybody can be a model. And if you're not, make the best of what you got for yourself, if nobody else. I mean, I had somebody once said, I don't like girls who wear makeup. It's better just to do natural. And I'm like, it is if you're 20 and you're quite attractive. If not, everybody needs a little bit of, you know, a little bit of blush or something on your face. Otherwise, you look half dead. Oh, some people, you know what I mean? Oh, just get on your nerves.
I like them black girls. I like them white girls. I like them Asian girls. I like them mixed race girls. I like them Spanish girls. I like them Italian girls. I like the French girls. And I like Scandinavian girls. I like them tall girls. I like them short girls. I like them brown hair girls. I like them blonde hair girls. I like them big girls. I like them skinny girls. I like them carrying a little bitty weight girls.
Well, at least it sounds nice. Think I'm in with a chump.
Now, baby, I've got a lot of love to give. And I've been oversubscribed with relationships. See, you've got a little thing I haven't seen before. But I must warn ya that I can't help but play around for sure, for sure. Because I get all the girls, I get all the girls. I get all the girls, I get all the girls. I get all the girls, I get all the girls. I get all the girls, I get all the girls. I get all the girls, I get all the girls. I get all the girls, I get all the girls. I get all the girls, I get all the girls. I get all the girls, I get all the girls.
Now, maybe, I can learn to settle down one day. But right now, I'm living life to mess around and play. See, you've got a little thing I haven't seen before. But I must warn ya that I can't help but play around for sure. I did it before.
I get all the girls, I get all the girls. I get all the girls, I get all the girls. I get all the girls, I get all the girls. I get all the girls, I get all the girls. I get all the girls, I get all the girls. I get all the girls, I get all the girls. I get all the girls, I get all the girls. I get all the girls, I get all the girls.
Black girls, I like them white girls. I like them Asian girls. I like them mixed race girls. I like them Spanish girls. I like them Italian girls. I like the French girls. And I like Scandinavian girls. I like them tall girls. I like them short girls. I like them brown hair girls. I like them blonde hair girls. I like them big girls. I like them skinny girls. I like them carrying a little bitty weight girls.
I get all the girls, I get all the girls.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, I was talking about alcohol, wasn't I? And I think I'll, let's have a little look at this story. I thought I'd just share it with you. I'm always in a talkative mood on a Monday. I'm not here Friday. I've got a short week. So, sorry, I know. It's terrible, isn't it? Keep doing these short weeks. Drinking habits have changed dramatically since the 1960s, and wine popularity has soared in post-war UK as Brits have become more European. Now, I remember when I was a kid, we never had... Well, my mum and dad might have had a bottle of Matthews behind the bar, which we never went to because nobody in the family drank. Except I did occasionally when I was about, you know, getting into my early 20s. I was still at home. I think I left home when I was 21, actually. But... The drink there was had been there for like decades, so you'd go, oh, I'll try a little bit of that. And it, in fact, the bottle of Matthews that came from my mum and dad's house, one night when I was at home, I'd kept it after my parents passed away. I kept some of the drink. And that one in particular, I've got like a little 1960s kind of cabinet at home, and I put some booze on it. And I was... And I was desperate one night, so I opened it. Oh, my word. It was awful. It was like vinegar. I still kept the bottle, though. But we didn't really have wine. We didn't have wine. You wouldn't have wine with your dinner. Now it's more European, I suppose, because people do drink more wine, and you've got better wine. Wine in pubs years ago used to be, I mean, we're talking a long, long time ago. You got the wine bars kind of opened up in the 80s when you had, like, yuppies and all that. And I think that's when everything kind of changed. Brits consume on average 37 bottles of wine and 124 beers annually. I tell you what, most people I know probably have more than that. Bottle of wine you can do. You know, this is the problem with alcohol, you see. You can sit there and say, just go open a bottle of wine, have a glass. And some evenings, I don't have any wine at all. Other evenings, I'll have one. I do have a glass of wine. But then you can get into a thing where you go to pour out another glass and it's gone because you drank the whole bottle. It's easy to do. But yeah, it's we definitely are drinking more wine here in the UK. And also the ales that we're having here are a lot stronger, you know, and also the glasses of wine. We used to have like a little tiny glass of wine, didn't you? Now we go, oh, we'll have a large. And that's like nearly, well, sometimes it can get on to being like half a bottle. Yeah. I don't mind a beer now and again, but I don't like fit. I can't drink lager. I used to drink lager. I can't do it now. But you have to be careful with the units because I would prefer, to be fair, if this drink drive thing, if they did, you can't have any alcohol in your system at all. So you can't have any alcoholic drinks. I'd rather they did that because then you know where you are. Because with, you know, going to the pub, you could have a large wine and depending on the day or a medium wine, is that going to be over the limit if you've had food or you had enough food, how your metabolism works? Sometimes it's really confusing. A large glass of wine is 3.3 units. So I think it's quite difficult, actually. And we are one of the highest now in Europe for drinking. Romania is top, then Denmark, then the UK. And there's a list of about 20 countries there. Wow. But where's Ireland? And Ireland's about 10th. France is 12th. Wow. Anyway, let's not make... let's cheer ourselves up. Let's play some cheese. Oh, let's play this. Come on. It's coming up to Christmas in about another 6 weeks. Oh, I haven't got any presents yet either. It's not even 6 weeks. It's a month. Here we go. La, 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 la.
You gotta speed it up.
Speed it up.
And then you gotta slow it
gotta
down.
Gotta slow it down.
Cause if you believe that a love can hit the top, you gotta play
it. I'm not doing my cred any good.
You will find that there comes a time for making
not that, I,
that
not that I had any.
You gotta turn it on. Making your mind up. Don't let your indecision take you from behind. Trust your inner vision. Don't let others change your mind. And now you gotta burn it up and make another fly by night. Get a run for your money and take a chance and it'll turn out right. And when you can see how it's gotta be, you're making your mind.
FM.
This
little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Lealina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You should know by now that love is not the same. What you try to cover your mistakes. I don't care about what the people say, but it's down to me. I know my mind, and I will find my way. And I don't regret the time I spent my time with you. It was not in vain. And please you. The time had come for change. It's when I realized that I really didn't need you. And I knew right then I wouldn't take the blame. And I don't regret the time I spent my time with you. It was not in vain.
should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her.
ashamed of myself. Oh, you missed a cob. There's a lovely cobweb up there as well. You've missed it. I'm joined in the studio by Scott Ross. And I do feel just a little bit mean because he came into the studio. He literally just walked in the front door. And I said, is there any chance you can stand on the desk? I can't do it. And you are probably the oldest person on the station, aren't you?
And I've
made him get up on a chair.
The building.
Made him get up on a chair, yeah, and put up a Christmas decoration.
Yeah, she was worried that she was going to hurt herself, so she thought it would be better if I did it.
Yeah, the thing is, from the chair, my legs are so little, I can't put my leg on the table and then stand up without something to hold on to. He was holding on to my shoulder, that's all right.
I did.
But, yeah. I was if the table would have collapsed with you on it, my first reaction would have been to laugh, and then I would have probably called for an ambulance. But I'm not very good in situations like that because I'd laugh my head off.
And then you'd have blamed it on me to Paul.
But it is quite a sad little decoration, that one, isn't it? It's just one thing hanging. It's all right.
Yeah.
It just gives a little bit of. We've got no lights, though. That's the only thing. We need a few Christmas lights around.
I'm not going to clamber up there to put lights everywhere.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to get some Christmas lights along that bit. And then, you know, plug them in somewhere down
boom.
There. Yeah, boom, yeah. Yes, exactly. Now we're going to be talking to Scott Ross in a while, finding out what's coming up on his amazing show. So amazing that you can light your dinner. What was that? Up and down like, oh dear. Yeah, he was up and down on the table. Yeah, anyway. Should we play some Jacob Reddy? This is him with Breaking Me Down.
Great stuff.
Thinks he ain't got me. Figured out. Oh, you know you can't stop me. I'll scream and shout and shout and shout. I fell to the bottom of the reservoir so I could drink the rain. I shook hands with the fire so I could feel the flame. Falling apart, apart, apart. Don't you know that I'm choking on my heart, my heart, my heart. Cause I'm not one to be somber in the tune of my melodies. Pass through all of the hard days, you never brought me. Do it right now. Yeah, do it so well.
He's such a talent. That is Jacob Reddy with Breaking Me Down. That is out now. Just coming up to 12:41, let's get some traffic and some travel. And then we're going to look at Brentwood Food Bank, see how you can get involved.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now, on to the roads. It's been pretty quiet on the roads today. Very overcast out there, though. Very dull and miserable. But anyway, Brook Street roundabout is looking fine. A1023, not too much of a problem. A little bit busy around Wilson's Corner, but it normally is. Temporary traffic signals due to gas main work on Eagle Way at Essex Way. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, it's a clear run, and coming back through the tunnel as well. Up to the M11, no major problems there. A little bit busy as you're going past Old MacDonald's Farm, but nothing really on the roads at the moment. And then you've got the A12 right the way into Chelmsford. It's all nice and clear. Now, Brentwood Food Bank do an amazing job to help people in Brentwood who might not be able to get their budgets to stretch to food after meeting other commitments, which is absolutely awful to think about in 2023-2024, that this is still happening in the UK. Now, you can help because the Trussell Trust are part of Brentwood Food Bank, and they are there to help people in these situations and supply them with goods and food, and also not just about tin food as well, because we can get like an extra tin if you're at the supermarket and you maybe get some spaghetti or meatballs, ravioli or braising steak or chili con carne, maybe some any sort of tin food, beans, things like that. But then jams and spread, biscuits, coffee, jars of pasta sauce, then soap, maybe toothpaste or bleaches, you know, washing up liquid, things along that nature, because sometimes we forget about those things. Also tea, shampoo, coffee and shower gel. So if you are out shopping and you've got an extra, you know, quid or something, you might be able to get like an own brand or whatever brand, really. If you've got the extra that you can do, they would be really they really would appreciate it at the Brentwood Food Bank. And also if you've got a glut of carrier bags as well, you can take those along, because they often they do always give stuff out in carrier bags, so they're always good as well. You can find out more at brentwood.foodbank.org.uk, and you can also go have a look at our website, all the W's, phoenixfm.com. Here's Jess Glynn with Friend of Mine.
One word, one fight, took a wrong turn on the wrong night. I hope you're doing all right, 'cause I know what it feels like. Can't take back what I did yesterday. That one time was my bad, my mistake. Up, I was wrong. You showed love in every single way. Was in my palm and threw it all away. Hold my hands up, I was wrong. We said some things and we crossed the line.
FM.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEHVAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHVAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Doctor,
Now I'm joined in the studio by Scott Ross. He'll be coming up next with 1, 2, 3, and he's got a cracker of a show today on a Monday. Are you there? Put your headphones on.
It'd have to be on a Monday or a Tuesday, only days I'm here.
Well, no, sometimes you do appear during the week, a bit like Santa Claus, a bit of a surprise, because Bob might not be here, so you do sometimes step into the fray to cover. But today you're here on a Monday, and you've got an exciting show coming up.
Oh, very exciting. We've got a couple of stories here, which I really love. One of them is about... these chefs in a hotel that started throwing potatoes at each other got into a real brawl. And we also have news of a delectation that's offered by an airline. And business class, no less.
Oh.
Yes, absolutely fantastic. And on top of that, we have another item of news where it's really important to make sure that you make it clear to whoever you're talking to exactly what you want done. Otherwise, it can all go horribly wrong, as it did on this occasion.
Oh.
And all of that is coming up between 1 and 3 right here on the mighty Phoenix FM. And, of course, it's all spiced up with tons and tons of sensational music.
I like that. I like the spiced up bit. You used to say the word piles and piles, and for some reason, you just make me feel a little bit odd. But now you say spiced up. I like that.
Do you like that? Mm. Well, thank goodness for that.
Well, there we go. Not that you care. Health and safety mad in the studio. I don't think you should have been balanced on that table, but you were holding on to my shoulder. And the thing was, I mean, you have to be really careful. I mean, if the desk would have collapsed, I swear I'll be still laughing now. I wouldn't be laughing so much when I had to ring Paul and tell him what had happened.
Yeah, that I've broken. Yeah,
you've broken the desk.
The desk, yes, absolutely.
Not me. Yeah. I was innocent.
But I was lying spaced out on the floor, but I'd broken the desk.
Yeah,
you
broke the desk, and I think. Yeah. And to be fair, Paul would be more concerned about the desk than you laying on the floor covered in tinsel, just trying to do your best for everybody at the station.
As indeed would we all. Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, it looks very sad, whatever that decoration you put up there. But it's one, I think Tony bought that in, and it's kind of tradition because it's so awful. It's just so awful. There is two of them, but if you put two of these decorations up on the ceiling, to be fair, they look a little bit obscene. So I won't tell you any more about that decoration. Thanks to everybody who's been listening in today. I know lots of you have because you've been listening to your songs being played on air, so it's always a pleasure. And you've stayed around to have a little listen to the rest of the show as well. Thanks to Alison for tuning in, and to Francesca as well as Martin, who I know a lot of people out there don't always get in contact with the show, but you can, if you like, follow me on Eat My Brunch on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram or Facebook, and you can send me a voice note on Messenger at any time. And get in contact. I do like to hear from you. What are you looking at now?
Nothing, I'm just getting this ready because I've just realised if I don't, I forget that I've got to...
What's that? Hello, my name... Are you writing down, hello, my name is Scott Ross? I used to work with somebody when I was in London. I can't remember his... He was such a funny guy. But yeah. We had to announce... We had to go, good morning, it's Michelle, blah, 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 from whatever the company was.
Yeah.
And, you know, he'd actually written it down on a post-it note.
Because he couldn't remember.
He couldn't remember his name. Oh. And it was just because he had his name written down as well. It made me giggle for weeks on that.
I always remember seeing a comedian who was quite well known on the TV. Mm. And he was doing a show. They were recording it in a pub in Ilford.
Yeah.
And he got all the lines up on the screen there, including, it's the way I tell them.
Oh.
Yes,
Frank Carson.
Yes.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, you've got to love Frank Carson.
Yeah.
Now, this is Emily Gray taking us up to the news. Independent music at its best. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Stay tuned. You've got a cracker of a show with Scott Ross. Here's Emily Gray with Killing Time.
Beauty's always fleeting. We can't call.
hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is